It's a bit like coming home. I'm at the Watershed in Bristol. Good Wi-Fi, okay coffee, much better last time.
I don't think the catering people are going to hear this.
But wonderful people, again, always surrounded by wonderful people. There's all kinds of createx here. That's creative people working with technology. I'm looking at weird instruments. There is a transportation device, seriously, in the room next to us for taking eight-year-old children, with the consent of their parents, to new worlds and tell them stories. But this particular table I'm sat at is the hot spot of academia in the building. People, I don't know, PhDs hanging off everywhere, or just desperately interested in the subjects that they are studying. Can you tell me your name and your topic of interest when it comes to research?
Nicola White, landscape historian.
Tracy De Beer, and stories of change.
Clara Guillén, cinema and cultural studies.
I'm Mel Rose, and it's individual and collective stories of our places.
I'm reminded how lucky I am to be sat in this space right now. And we are surrounded by stories, and today we're having a play with some of the hardware, the technology, the apps, the thoughts, the processes, the feelings of what it is to actually capture an interview and share an interview, and maybe how to do it more effectively, or at least get on the path to being able to learn from many, many mistakes, because obviously that's where the real learnings come from. And you were listening to a demo. Did you notice? This was actually a demo, and I was showing off this particular app. If you've listened this far, please tweet me the word. Give me a really amazing place from history. Put you on the spot.
Runnymede.
Tweet me the word Runnymede. No prizes, but I knew you were listening. Thank you very much. Goodbye.